Hare Krishna. Welcome all the devotees of various bases and our college preaching for this second Utkarsh festival. How many of you were there for the first one? How many were not there? How many they are attending for the first time? Okay. So, first of all, three big Hari Bols for the drama group.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Srila Prabhupada, he very much emphasized on presenting Krishna consciousness in a very innovative and creative manner. And during his time, there were these Bhakti Vedanta players. And it was a group of devotees who would perform dramas on Krishna conscious themes, Krishna's pastimes. And Prabhupada encouraged them so much. He liked it so much. Prabhupada said that you should be traveling worldwide and you should be preaching Krishna consciousness through these dramas. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he used to enact Advaita Acharya, the Panchatattva, they would perform dramas and they would take part. Now, this Utkarsh festival is on a level wherein we have all of you who have been introduced to Krishna consciousness since a while. Is there anyone who is not chanting Hare Krishna over here? Everyone is chanting Hare Krishna. How many are chanting 16 rounds? Okay. Now, our introduction to Krishna consciousness is in itself a miracle. Every single devotee of the Hare Krishna movement, if you try to find out how they were introduced to this Hare Krishna movement, it will be a story in itself. It will be an exciting story in itself. A miracle. Do you all agree? You yourself, if you look into your own story, how you were introduced to Krishna consciousness and you started practicing. So many of you are chanting 16 rounds, others are chanting whatever number of rounds and are pretty convinced that, yes, this is it. In English they say, this is it. So, to get convinced about something which is so diametrically opposite to the grain of this modernistic culture, wherein we have young blood with their youthful senses, all vibrant, potent, dressed in dhoti kurta, tilak, kanthi mala, on a Sunday evening. With mridang kartal, chanting Hare Krishna, not anything mundane. This in itself, you just catch hold anyone passing by and ask, what do you think? He'll say, I can't believe. So, Krishna consciousness is one of the most exciting, one of the most adventurous careers you can opt for. Nothing more exciting and courageous than this Krishna consciousness venture. So, the meaning of Utkarsh. Many times we must have heard someone named Utkarsh, or you know, it's something which gives us the feeling of uplifting, something which is uplifting, something which is fulfilling, satisfying. So the three different aspects of this forum or this festival which we have created for all of you. Anyone is asking you, karte kya ho tum log ye utkarsh mein? If you yourself, you are asking to yourself, what is this all about? What am I doing? What is this Utkarsh all about? So the answer to this question is, Utkarsh is entertaining. Were you all not entertained just before the talk began? So it's entertaining. And we see that people, they go to such extent, such heights to get themselves entertained. And nowadays, the entertainment industry, it's one of the most booming industries. You know why? Why in Kali Yuga, the entertainment industry is one of the most booming industries? Because anything booms in Kali Yuga, it's always, there is the flip side first you have to see. Like the cosmetic industry, one of the booming industries. So why cosmetic industry has boomed so much? Because people are not that beautiful. If people were naturally beautiful, cosmetic industries would go bankrupt. So at whose expense the cosmetic industry is booming? At the expense of people who are not beautiful. So we see that this is how, so coming back to entertainment industry. So the entertainment industry is booming because people are suffering because of this perennial disease over here called boredom. For many people, boredom is more deadlier than any of these terminal diseases. And they say, entertainment ke liye kuch bhi karega. Kuch bhi, anything. So, and you know, the media is taking such undue advantage of the boredom which is spread all around. So how Kali Yuga functions? First, it presents boredom. And in order to get rid of boredom, it presents entertainment. So it's a double trap. It's a double trap. Which means the problem is created by Kali Yuga. And the solution is also presented by Kali Yuga. With a greater problem which is invisibly installed in it. Like, for example, you know, these car security systems. So these car security systems were not there some decades ago. You know, there is this, they have this security alarm in the car. It was not there a few decades ago. So now someone wanted to start a business because the automobile industry was booming up. So anything connected with the automobile industry. So they thought that why not we start this business of you know, car security. So for that, they employed people who were car thieves. And they first started stealing cars. And then this particular group who wanted to start this particular business, they advertised themselves that now, you see, you need us in order to secure your car. So it was all the game plan. And then everyone, okay. So they were showing commercials of how the cars are being stolen. And then they have the perfect anti-theft systems for all that. So better buy it. Like how your computer, you know. So the virus is spread and then they sell the antivirus. Even so many diseases, you know, the virus entering into the human system, many of these pharmaceutical companies are very high level conspiracies that they are the ones who spread a certain deadly disease and then they come out with the medicine remedy for that with, you know, shot up prices. So herein, coming back to entertainment. So always in this material world we have to understand that there is nothing perfect. There is nothing called a perfect object. There is nothing called a perfect situation or a perfect place or a perfect person. So why we have called Utkarsh, which has these three features, entertaining, enlightening. In this world, you may get entertainment of very high degree outside. Our players over here who performed this drama, it was, you know, quite unprofessional compared to what's shown nowadays in the media. So professional. So you might feel, well, okay, drama was chalega, thoda time pass ho gaya. But I have seen much, much more professional entertainment shows than this. They were trying to humor us, but then I have seen much more humor than that in a professional way. I can myself do it. But then the question is, this entertainment was not just meant to entertain you. The whole Utkarsh program, along with entertainment, is supposed to enlighten, which is not the goal of the professional entertainment industry. The professional entertainment industry, its goal is that somehow or the other, they get some remuneration. Over here, our players, what remuneration they wanted? You know, nobody had, you know, their fees, you know, this is my fees. In order to enact this play, my charges. Our Harikirtan Ras Prabhu, So sweetly he was singing. I don't know which song he was singing. Kiski kahani, pata nahi. Did it all for free. कोई आपको टिकट चार्ज किया अंदर आने से, एनी चार्जेस फॉर यू, इट्स फ्री. सो सो व्हाट्स द पर्पस? द पर्पस इज दैट इन रिटर्न व्हाट इज बीन आस्क्ड फॉर इज यू बिकम एनलाइटेंड. नाउ व्हिच एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री, व्हिच सेलिब्रिटी, व्हिच बॉलीवुड हॉलीवुड सेलिब्रिटी वुड थिंक सो मच अबाउट द ऑडियंस. That you know, I'm performing so that the audience should get enlightened. Stop paying them. Who are you? I don't even know you. The money part is removed. The show is over. So emancipating. Now this is something which you can't even imagine. People don't even know what that word means. Forget about implementing that in one's life, pursuing that. Who knows what is the meaning of emancipating? Moksha, to set free, freedom, liberation. That's called emancipation. So which entertainment leads to enlightenment, leads to emancipation? We find that many times in our attempt to get entertained, rather than getting enlightened, we get so much contaminated. And that's like, you know, the flip side of that. And forget about emancipation, we get incriminated. So this is how material world is designed. Especially the 21st century now in which we are living, the modernistic lifestyle, it presents itself in a way that, yes, it seems to be just perfect. Always the word just is used because it's not 100% perfect. So just perfect. And they keep something, they hold back something from perfection so that we will never be satisfied with what we have. You know, there is this one documentary called The Story of Stuff, in which the people who have made that documentary, they present, you know, the bare naked facts of how the science and technology who are presenting gadgets to you, they make all that stuff just so that it entices you, seduces you, and leaves you always a little dissatisfied. Like for example, you see the advertisement of a smartphone, and then you see someone, you know, flaunting, flashing his smartphone in front of you, and then you feel, wow, although I'm not smart looking, but if I have a smartphone, maybe I'll start looking smart. And then the features, people, they advertise the features. Touch screen. Everything in your palm. Everything in your palm. If everything is in your palm, then why you are working? Everything is in your palm. You know, the finger. Touch of fingers. And they have so many features. So you go looking at all the features and you buy, paying all the hard-earned money. Nothing comes free. You know? Like one lady, she went to this kind of a store, you know? So she asked, so how much is this Sony Xperia? And the salesman said, this is 10,000. Ayya. Then she asked, how much is this Samsung Galaxy? And he said, this is 20,000. Ayya, ayya. And then she asked, how much is this iPhone? So the salesman said, ayya, ayya, ayya. So you go, you buy, you look into all the features, and then you know you find, oh my God, the battery drains out so quickly. They leave something like that. Battery drains out so quickly. Or virus enters and then, you know, everything hangs after a while. And then there's an upgraded one has come. And the upgraded advertisements are such. You know, you bought just 6 months ago and the upgraded one has come and then... They look down upon you as if you have bought that during the Stone Age. Adi manav ke samay aapka hai wo. Kya? Ye use karte hain? Adi manav ke samay ne kaha. So this is how material world is. You know, I'm just giving one example of one aspect. Now, you try to look into every aspect. The material world is designed in such a way. Our human body, it is considered to be the most advanced machine. The human body is considered to be the most advanced machine as against the other species. But then you will find how there are discrepancies in this human body. And then you realize, oh my God, I have not just one discrepancy, not just one problem, but then this problem, that problem. Just like the smartphone has so many smart features, but then there are ugly features also. The battery drains out. It's too big. All this. So similarly, if you look into our life also, mundane level, it's always like that. So you look for a cell phone model and you look for the perfect cell phone model. And then you find here and there, 19-20 to hota hai na. Aiyya, aiyya, thoda to hota hai. So then you compromise. So how people live is, they know that nothing is going to come perfect. So then they compromise. But then they try to adjust, you know, within that how the best deal I can get. The best deal. The best of the bad bargain, as they say. So they know everything is a bad bargain here, but the best. So you have this kind of mentality, say for a cell phone model. And then when you are of the age when you need a model to live with, even in that, the same mentality. What are the features? Educated, slim, fair in complexion, working. Then fluent in English, but then doesn't know cooking. Just like cell phone model, everything is okay, but the battery drains out. So like that. So this everything is okay, my battery gets drained out. So doesn't know cooking. Everything is perfect, but you know, cooking nahi aata. Kya kare? Abhi. सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट भाई पापी पेट का सवाल, रोज बाहर जाके खाना पड़ रहा है, कुकिंग नहीं आता. सो यू मे हैव ऑलमोस्ट द परफेक्ट मॉडल लाइक यू नो देयर वाज दिस हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ. सो द वाइफ शी यू नो आफ्टर फ्यू इयर्स ऑफ मैरिज यू नो द लुक्स गो डाउन एंड सो शी ट्राइड टू डू अ टोटल कॉस्मेटिक चेंज ओवर ऑफ हर सेल्फ. You know, they have all this facelift, liposuction, this and that. So she wanted to do an entire cosmetic changeover. So she got a lot of cosmetic stuff and, you know, she started to apply all of that. And then the husband, you know, because he has to pay for all that. So he was just, you know, kind of looking at the bills only, not looking at her. And she was expecting that first he should look at me, not just at the bills. So finally, after all that, she presented herself and she asked, so if now you can, looking at me, if you can tell my age, I will reward you. So generally, you know, that gender, they are very much careful about their age. So if you ask them what's your age, you know, so 5 years ago also they said the same. And if you say 5 years ago also you said the same, and they say how consistent we are. See how consistent we are. So there is a lot about, you know, the age factor about them, you know. So then she asked, so now looking at all that, now just tell me what my age could be. So he said, well, looking at your hair, you know, what you have done to your hair, your age looks like 20 years. Yeah. And she was like, wow, so it's working. And then he said, looking at your figure now, you know, your age looks 21. And she was like, wow, very much impressed. And looking at the, you know, texture of your skin, the glow and all that, your age looks like 17. And she said, really? I really want to reward you. He said, wait a minute, I have not added up now. 20, 17, 21. That is what your age is now. So, what over here we are trying to understand, what Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita, that you understand both the nominal and the phenomenal, the material and the non-material. So herein, this particular combo of entertainment with enlightenment leading to emancipation is nowhere to be seen. This thing was presented only by great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, who presented the age-old process of enlightenment and emancipation in an entertaining manner. In fact, yes, our scriptures, if you open the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam has all emotions in it. You have like Mahabharata. And there is, you know, so much of interconnection of Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Mahabharata, even now, I think it became so popular. Everyone knew all the stories, but the second repeat also of Mahabharata became one of the most popular serials. It's still going on or it's over? So the story is, you know, Mahabharata is like a treatise, 1 lakh verses, and everything, all kinds of emotions. There is people who are interested in scandals. Nowadays people are very much interested in scandals, scams, gossip, all of that. And so much of, you know, presentation is done to just make people focus on them by showing scams, scandals, gossips and all that. So yes, that is also there in Mahabharata. Politics, romance, violence, horror, humor, everything is there. But what Vyasadeva has done, he has presented everything in connection with Krishna by giving Bhagavad Gita towards the end. So it's like, you know, medicine with a sugar-coating medicine you have, sugar-coated pills. So it's like that. So the medicine is there inside, which is for enlightenment and emancipation. So we have to have that very super refined vision to understand how this material world functions. What is the trap? What is the conspiracy which is going on all around me in my materialistic life? Intelligence doesn't just mean you know how to solve some very complex mathematical problem. No. Intelligence is to actually first of all understand that how I am being trapped, imprisoned without a prison around me, without shackles to be seen, and yet I am bound. You know? Now, you know, somebody catches you physically. You know, you can use physical power and you know that somebody is catching you physically. But somebody just controls your mind and you don't even know. And you just are programmed, you start, you know, doing things, speaking things, even your thought process is all controlled by someone else somewhere. Which is more threatening? Somebody physically keeping you bound and someone non-physically controlling you. You know, like in our childhood we used to play with those cars, toy cars, you know. Khud hi dhakka marna padta tha. है ना, पहले पीछे करो फिर थोड़ा आ गया था, वो थोड़ा एडवांस वर्जन आ गया था. पहले तो कुछ भी नहीं होता था, तो उसको यहाँ से बच्चे धक्का मारते थे, फिर देखते थे उधर थक गया, अरे तुमने धक्का मारा है. एंड देन द रिमोट केम, सो यू कैन सिट एट वन प्लेस एंड यू सी वाओ. सो फर्स्ट इट वाज द वायर्ड वन, एंड देन देयर इज अ वायरलेस. You can't see anything. No wire. So, you know, the person holding the remote is sitting somewhere. And see, everything is automatically, you know. This word automatically. In our 6-session course, there was this one participant. And she was presenting this this new age thing. She read one book in which it was said that you just think, and it will happen automatically. So, yes, Bhagavad Gita talks about that. You first think. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa. Yes, you contemplate. And then that contemplation leads to finally you perform that particular activity. But then, you know, she was not willing to accept that you have to physically do that. She said, you just think. So I then asked, so if I think that I want to become President of United States and I think 24 hours, keep on thinking, will I become? She said, yeah, automatically. Really? So then why so much of expenditure on these federal elections and campaigning and canvassing? You know, let everyone just sit and think. So sometimes people, you know, so I asked that, you know, this book which you read, who wrote this book? The name was given and everything. I said, but then if the concept is you just have to think, then why this author wrote it? The author should have just thought about it. Think about, I'll write a book. Lo and behold, automatically the book has come. So, imagine if someone is controlling our subtle body and we are programmed and we don't even know that how what we are doing is not done by us, it's not our will, but someone is making us do. That's more dangerous. That's how, what is real intelligence is to locate and detect that. Who is programming me from inside? So, when we look into the materialistic lifestyle, we looked into the three aspects of how our acharyas, they have presented the scriptures and the process. So the materialistic lifestyle is the exact opposite now. We understood entertaining, enlightening and emancipating, and herein we find materialistic lifestyle, the actual, you know, in its nakedness, you find this miserable, meaningless, incriminating. How do you understand these three aspects? The first, if you look into the miserable aspect, pleasure ending in pain. So Krishna speaks about that in the Bhagavad Gita. That pleasure in the mode of passion, which is predominantly in this age of Kali Yuga. And what is the characteristic of pleasure in the mode of passion? That initially you will feel you are enjoying. Nothing like it. You feel that euphoria. But then at the end, like Prabhupada, he spoke about it. You scratch an itch. So, khujli hoti, kitna achha lagta na? When you scratch it. And then, when you scratch it more, it feels good more. Wow! What a satisfying feeling, scratching that itch. So Prabhupada gave this example. You keep on scratching. And then at the end, what do you find when you look? Oh my God. Prabhupada said, blood. Blood comes out there. Then it's infection. And Prahlad Maharaj, he used this example of scratching an itch. And Prahlad Maharaj, by the way, when he quoted that example, he was 5 years old. So he quoted this example of scratching this itch in connection with sex life. That just like when you have an itch and you keep scratching and it feels good as long as you are scratching. Sex life is like that. What is scratching? One skin rubbing over another skin. What is sex life? Same. That is what it is. But then, what happens is, that if you say, scratching an itch is like sex life, people say, come on. No. How can you belittle the pleasure of sex? You know, just come on, khujli se. तो तुम्हारे कहने का मतलब है जो इतने शादीशुदा घूम रहे हैं क्या उनको केवल खुजली हो रही थी? प्रहलाद महाराज का कहना है भाई, प्रहलाद महाराज का कहना है. सो what happens is, now any physical carnal pleasure, if you actually try to understand it on a biological level, there is no pleasure in it. Only when there is this halo created about that pleasure by everyone, you know, then psychologically you get convinced. Then you try to convince yourself, yes, there is pleasure, you know. Don't say anything against it. There is pleasure. Even if you are not feeling, sometimes, you know, this very small little voice inside you is asking you, नहीं यार, जो बोला था नहीं है. ए चुप, वो बेचारा वो चुप हो जाता. एवरीवन इज एंजॉइंग एंड यू आर सेइंग देयर इज, जो बोला था वो नहीं है. ऐसा कैसा हो सकता है? वो पागल है क्या वो लोग? सो नाउ दिस इज a true incident which took place. One of our college preachers was narrating this incident, you know, that a student, he was traveling from Bombay to Pune in a bus. And it was quite a crowded bus, and somehow he couldn't get seat initially. Later on he got. So he was standing, you know, and then a beautiful looking girl, you know, with all advanced features, came and stood right next to him. And you know, then, you know, you become so alert, attentive, and wakeful, and so conscious. So now the butter started melting. Because it was not just a spark, it was not just some little shekoti. It was a furnace next to him. So, you know, all sort of thoughts, you know, that many times, you know, how when a person is very much into that kind of consciousness, you know, he becomes very positive when someone like that is standing next to him. So he was thinking that, why of all people she stood next to me? Sochne laik baat hai. why there are so many people who are in the bus. So, hum bhi kuch kam nahi. So, you know, all those, it's called the fantasies, you know, many times we live in that fantasy land. Like Prabhupada was in New York. And you know, the skyline of New York, the all skyscraper buildings and everything. And then Prabhupada was walking and then there was this small park. And it read, Children's Fantasy Land. Prabhupada said, oh, this is Children's Fantasy Land? And then Prabhupada looked at all the skyscrapers. This is Adults' Fantasy Land. So he went into the fantasy world that, you know, like the cloud comes up and the fantasy world starts. That. Me and her. Huh? Running around trees. Singing all those romantic songs. Sometimes I am hiding behind the tree. She is looking for me. The bus is moving. Nothing is happening. But he is fantasizing all that. And then going ahead, how going beyond the trees, then having a house, proposing, all that. Everything was happening. And in the meanwhile, he started to feel that she was making advances towards him. If you know what that means. The epidermis was hitting the other epidermis. You know what is epidermis? Skin. It's a very medicinal term, therefore I'm using medicinal term. In medical field, we have the dermis and the epidermis on the skin. So the skin was touching. And then the bus is moving, the skin is touching. So he started to like, this is it, this is a full-on signal that, you know, I'm all for you. So then his fantasy, which was on the second, third gear, went on the top gear now. The fantasy thoughts. Now full-on signals are there that, okay, next stop then I'm proposing her, getting married and that's it. Card kaisa hoga? Chalega. Teen char page ka card, wedding card acha rahega. Like that, you know. So all planning, everything. And then when the stop was about to come, when, you know, finally everyone has to get down. So he was all set now that how he's going to go about from his side. And then he looked back. The girl had got down 5 stops back. And instead of the girl, there was a fat man with a pot belly, and his and his pot belly was rubbing on him as the bus was moving. And he was thinking that it's that upgraded version. So what was happening? Although it's the same epidermis, but the human mind was fabricating it. It was all getting fabricated inside. So therefore, when Prahlad Maharaj is giving the example that sex life is nothing but you keep on scratching, 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 and until you are scratching, that point of time you feel, oh wow, this is something which is putting me on the 7th, 9th cloud, ecstasy, ashtavikar, all that. But then what happens? The end of the tunnel doesn't have any light here. It's all dark. And then you find, oh my God, this was it? It was all so blown up. It was all so hyped up. But then you feel, I think I am not well trained. So better I equip myself with that consciousness, with that training, so that, you know, I can scratch better. Maybe I'm not scratching better. Problem is, maybe I'm not scratching better. So, now, he goes, watches a movie. You know, beautiful looking hero. All the more beautiful looking heroine. And not just one, but triangle is going on. Triangular series. You know what is triangular series? So one hero, two heroines. Triangular series going on. And then you are watching. Wow. So what you are watching is nothing but how he is scratching. And because on the screen they present their scratching so artistically. You know? If somebody scratches very artistically and looks at you while scratching, so you feel maybe your scratching is not that artistic and proper. That's what all these Bollywood movies, what are they showing to the public? You don't know how to scratch, we'll teach you how to scratch. So they are spending 200 crores, 400 crores just to show you. How to scratch. So then, you know, before the movie is released, so there is so much of advertisement, you know, the TV, the newspaper, the hoardings, the billboards. The upcoming during the Eid. Generally they release like that. Eid ke samay. They are releasing the new scratch method. And then everyone is so much anticipating. Wow. They have spent, you know, all special effects, 400 crore on this movie, and they are going to show a new formula of scratching, which nobody knows up until now. And then you are all geared up, and then you go to watch, you know, the first shows, the first premiere shows you go to watch. Even if the tickets are blacked out, you buy it out, black it out, somehow enter with your scratch partner. And then, with all anticipation, okay, the most anticipated now, new scratch formula is about to begin. Start, okay. And then, wow. And then you find, वैसे ही है कुछ खास नहीं. What they had hyped up 6 months ago for that one movie, इधर तो खाली कैरेक्टर बदल गए. And then, so what they do is, they keep changing the characters. The scratch is the same, they keep changing the characters. And you know, say for example, if someone is scratching, so they change the position. ऐसे करके देखो. सो यू फील, अच्छा पहले ऐसे खुजली कर रहा था, अभी ऐसे, हाँ अभी इसमें, अच्छा हाँ देखा, प्रॉब्लम तुम्हारा ये तो ऐसे कर रहा था. देन यू, अरे वो तो वही लग रहा है क्या? अच्छा, देन विल कम आउट विद अनदर मूवी. अच्छा ऐसे करके देखो. So when Prahlad Maharaj is saying it's nothing but scratching that itch. So nowadays what people are doing is, even if you are not feeling any scratch. You know, when you will get pleasure, when there is actual itch. है ना? अभी अगर आपको कहीं खुजली नहीं हो रही, करो, अच्छा नहीं, ए, मजा नहीं आ रहा. बट जब एक्चुअल खुजली कहां पर हो रही है, तब एवरीथिंग कम्स टू अ स्टैंड स्टिल एंड यू डू दैट. सो नाउ व्हाट पीपल आर डूइंग इज दैट इफ समवन सेज बट आई डोंट हैव इच, दे गो, दे वॉच ऑल द स्क्रैचिंग गोइंग ऑन एंड दे फील मुझको तो इच ही नहीं है. सो देन वॉट द इच नहीं है, सो देन दे स्प्रिंकल समथिंग सो दैट यू गेट इच फर्स्ट. एज आई वॉज सेइंग, यू नो, द कार सिक्योरिटी बिजनेस इन, फर्स्ट दे विल सेंड द थीव्स, स्टील द कार एंड देन गिव द एंटी थेफ्ट फॉर दैट. सो दे विल, यू नो, थ्रो समथिंग, यू नो, विल क्रिएट द इच, सम बैक्टीरिया, वायरस और समथिंग लाइक दैट, और सम some plant, you know, you touch some plant and then your whole day you are scratching like that. So many times nowadays even the itch is created by them and the scratch formulas are also created by them. Of course potentially everyone has that within, but then the 21st century, they are trying to present all of that in such a sophisticated way. So when the same activity is presented in a very sophisticated way, then we start believing in it. So herein, pleasure ending in pain. That's what Krishna is saying. That the pleasure in the mode of passion is in this category. So, a person who is reasonably intelligent will see first the end of the tunnel where the pain station is. And therefore, warn oneself and rectify oneself over here. But a person who is totally into that passion will not want to look at the end, which is full of pain. And therefore, you know, like, there are so many people I know, the reason they don't want to attend Hare Krishna lectures, अरे नहीं, दे स्पॉइल ऑल दी नाइस पार्टी विच आई मीन दे एक्सप्लेन थिंग्स इन सच अ ग्राफिकल वे. बापरे, बॉडी इज फुल ऑफ म्यूकस, बाइल, पस, स्टूल, यूरिन. आई मालूम है वो है, लेकिन उसको बार बार क्यों बोलने का. नहीं, बार बार नहीं बोलने. और क्या है कि जस्ट बियॉन्ड द स्किन एवरीथिंग इज देयर, एवरीवन नोज, बट पहले तो स्किन है ना. लुक एट द ब्यूटिफुल स्किन फर्स्ट. But then what happens during old age? And old age, na? Old age. Now everything is intact. So why not focus? So many times they live in this rabbit philosophy. Rabbit philosophy is that when any danger comes on a rabbit, rabbit closes its eyes and thinks, if I closed my eyes, the danger is gone. So this is the rabbit philosophy, that if I don't look into the ugliness of this body, then, you know, like how Lord Buddha, when it was prophesied about him that he's going to become a renunciant, a sannyasi. So his father, who was a king, he arranged his palace in such a way that Lord Buddha should not see any old person, any diseased person, anyone dying. He should not see any misery. So that if he doesn't see any misery, because only when you see misery, you develop detachment. But as long as you are not seeing misery, you tend to get attached. Like, you know, this material body. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that you should make your material body as your first guru. And what this first guru, your material body, should be teaching you? The lesson of virakti. If we just focus on this material body has got so much potentiality to give us pain that you can't even imagine that how much potential capacity it has to give us pain. Even one nail. Sometimes you have experienced, if it is improperly cut, little bit along with the nail, the skin comes out. You will find always, oh my God, lal ho gaya, thoda sooj gaya hai, pus ho gaya. One improper cutting of nail has got so much potential to give you pain that you keep on thinking whole day. So Bhagavatam says, Atmano Gurur Atmaiva, that this body which we are having, it should teach us the lesson of detachment first. So, when someone consciously, deliberately doesn't want to, then that person is a pretender. Who is a pretender? Who knows, but who doesn't want to accept. He is a pretender. He knows, but he doesn't want to accept. Dhritarashtra was in that category. He knew that he is never going to become the king. He knew that his Duryodhan also will never become the king. He knew that, what to speak of, never becoming the king, he is going to die. All the 100 are going to die. But he was not willing to accept it. So that is called Dhritarashtra mentality. Knowing the truth but not willing to accept. So there are people, they know that they are going to grow old and die, diseased and all that. All this, what they are into, is going to get back on them in a very, very dangerous way. But they don't want to accept right now. So materialistic life, pleasure ending in pain. And then, when we talk of meaningless, if you look into the lifestyle, illogical. Sometimes, when they talk about the spiritual lifestyle, getting up 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, now many of my non-ISKCON friends from previous, earlier part of my life, when they came to know that I get up 4 o'clock in the morning, they were like, 4 o'clock, you call it morning? So first of all, they don't even call it morning. Morning, you know, morning starts after 8. So according to them, the spiritual lifestyle appears to be illogical. Getting up at odd hours. Then eating something which is not in a very conventional way. that before you eat, you fold your hands and you pray. Like that. And then all that should be offered first and it should be cooked in a way, purified consciousness, not tasted while cooking. Dressing up. What is this kind of dress? What is this? Dhoti. What is this? Saffron color. Shaven head. Prabhupada was asked. We showed that interview during Prabhupada's appearance day. Prabhupada asked, so why in your Hare Krishna do you shave your head? And Prabhupada chuckled and he said, it's clean. It's clean. And keeps your head cool. You know? Because the main processor is here. Our main processor is here. It has to remain cool. So this one reporter, she came to Prabhupada in miniskirts, she came. And she's asking, so Swamiji, why do you shave your head? Prabhupada said, why you have shaved your legs? Why you are wearing this miniskirt? So you know, now somebody in the name of fashion is roaming around with miniskirts. That is considered to be logical. Gamcha pehenke ghum rahe hai khali. So that is logical. And you wear a full dhoti. What is this? Now, you know, when they say that, I was in UK, you know, just a few months ago, and one family, so I was just seeing, you know, every day the children were going to school, and British school, so they were going to this one British school, and the daughter, 10 years old, and she was going morning 7 o'clock and coming back evening 5. So I asked the father that, what about her prasad? And he said that she has it over there. So abhi India mein to kya apna tiffin wiffin leke jaate na school mein bhi tiffin khol ke. You can't give from here? No, we can. But then she feels that when she opens her tiffin, you know, rice, dal, sabji and all that. You know, the other British students, white-bodied British students, you know, they make fun of her. What are you eating? What is all this? So she feels, you know, insulted opening her Indian tiffin in front of the British students. Feels insulted. Now, I told him, do you know what they eat? If you try to threadbare analyze it, what is it? Like in Brazil, there is one coffee. One cup of coffee is $50. How much is it in rupees? Kya rate kya? So almost kitna ho gaya? 3,000 for one cup of coffee. So why this coffee is so costly? Because this coffee is made from elephant stool. Now you are laughing. It's the most delectable coffee on the planet Earth. Now you may be wondering, coffee, elephant stool, what is the connection? So I'll explain further. So what they do, coffee beans, from where coffee powder is made. So the coffee beans are fed to the elephant. Oh, bichare elephant ko kuch malum nahi, usko to. He is only concerned with the filling of godown, you know. He is not concerned with what taste and all that, you know. As long as godam bhar raha hai, theek hai. So coffee beans are fed to the elephant, and obviously, you know, when so much of coffee is fed to the elephant, he is going to godam khali bhi karna hai na. So receipt and dispatch, so like that. So then that stool which the elephant passes after eating so much of coffee beans, so that stool is collected, and that stool is then dried up, and because it's all coffee bean now, you know, made it into in a very powdered form. You can Google it. It's true. So this elephant poop, it's called coffee. It's called the costliest coffee made from elephant poop. And that, you know, you'll find good looking all these zero figure women drinking, sipping. Now my question is, does that sound logical? उसको अगर हम देसी भाषा में बोलें, हाथी की टट्टी, मानो सीसीडी में आप जाओ, सीसीडी बोलते हैं ना, क्या है? हाँ, सीसीडी है ना, कैफे कॉफी डे. You are going on a date. Cafe coffee day on a date. Cafe coffee day on a date with your babe. And then you are, you know, with all Dio, you know. You have emptied the entire Dio on you. Why? Because, you know, naturally the body, what it exhumes is something can't tolerate. So therefore, DO everywhere. And you go like that, you know, all decked up with, you know, all spiky hair. Because nobody goes in ecstasy, so they have to pretend that they are in ecstasy. So all spiky hair with all the gel and everything. And then she is all decked up, you are all decked up, CCD, date, and like that. And you go there. And then the menu card, you know, you open the menu card. So, honey, what would you like to order? And then she is also looking in the menu card. How about Hathi ki Tatti? How about, you know, 3,000 hathi ki tatti, and you know, and it's made in that espresso machine, you know, with all the froth, you know, the coffee has a froth, the foaming, you know, froth, and you know, they make all those designs on that froth, and a big mug, Here it is, presented in a very sophisticated way. Presented in a sophisticated way. What's inside? हाथी की टट्टी. जो हाथी भी नहीं खाता होगा. और उसको मालूम भी नहीं कि उसकी टट्टी 3,000 रुपए में बिक रही है. अगर हाथियों को पता चल जाए कि ये मनुष्य हमारी टट्टी की कीमत 3,000 रुपए लगा रहे हैं, वो करेंगे नहीं. और उनका कॉन्फिडेंस होगा कि ये कमबख्त हमारी टट्टी में है क्या कि ये लोग 3,000 रुपए. So my question is that logical? Drinking that obnoxious thing, eating someone's dead body, and some of these places they are eating anything and everything. Snakes, insects, lizards, cockroaches. Dressing up in a way which doesn't make sense to the sensible mind, eating stuff doesn't make any sense, makes nonsense in fact. Talking the language, relationship, lifestyle. Nowadays, you never know that a person, what will be the history and geography of that person. Sometimes it comes out to be so horrific, the details of people's lives nowadays, that therefore people in the West, they are not getting married anymore. And you might wonder, how come the divorce rate has come down? Because then nobody marries nowadays. So divorce rate has to come down. So why? Because they have burnt themselves so much in all of this kind of illogical, unmentionable relationships. And not only is it miserable, meaningless, but it is incriminating. From the karmic point of view, वो अगर हम शुरू करेंगे तो that is a seminar in itself. The laws of unmentionable lifestyle, dangerous consequences. So you find that in the West, and now even cities like Mumbai. I'll just give you one example with this, you'll come to know. The phone book of a teenager in America, cell phone. You know how the contacts are saved? Father 1, father 2, father 3. Samajh mein aaya kuch? कोई बात नहीं, रात भर समझ लेना इसको. आई एम टेलिंग यू, दिस इज रियलिटी. दिस इज हाउ अ टिपिकल अमेरिकन टीनेजर्स फोन बुक, आईफोन ही मस्ट बी यूजिंग, द मोस्ट एडवांस्ड वन, आईफोन 5S, सी, जेड, वॉट एवर. बट वॉट आर द कॉन्टेक्ट सेव्ड? Mother 1, father 1, mother 2, father 2, mother 3, father 3. So, the consequences, the dangerous consequences of, from tissue paper to people, use and throw. What is it? From tissue paper to people, use and throw. And they use a lot of tissue paper there. ये तो अभी इंडिया में आया है टिश्यू पेपर कल्चर सब जगह टिश्यू पेपर ओवर देयर दे डोंट नो व्हाट इज द इश्यू बिहाइंड द टिश्यू पेपर सो डेंजरस कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस प्लेजर एंडिंग इन पेन इलॉजिकल लाइफस्टाइल एंड they feel and of course they are coming to terms now but then we find that Indians when they look at just the white skin just the good looking part when they look at that the glamour and all that and they feel kya hamara desh kitna pichhda hua hai हमारे फोन बुक में खाली फादर मदर का ही नंबर स्टोर हो रहा है कितना पिछड़ा हुआ है हमारा देश कि हमारे सेलफोन के फोन बुक में खाली फादर और मदर वहां पर देखो कितनी वैरायटी है फादर मदर में कितनी वैरायटी एंड देयर इज दिस इंडियन फैमिली एंड द गर्ल इज कमिंग होम शी इज जस्ट 12 इयर्स ओल्ड And she's coming home, Indian family. She's asking the father, how come you and mom are staying together still? And the father is asking, any problem? All my friends, you know, they are having single parents. So the father was confused. So is it good or bad? And she said, see how nice it will be that, you know, If you both are separated, then you know, 1 week I'll spend with you, 1 week I'll spend with mom. Variety bani rahegi. Now, every day I come, you know, you're staying together. So boring. So boring. Let's have some excitement. Utkarsh. This is their version of Utkarsh. So much of variety. And if you are not still convinced, look at her. You may not be surprised until I tell you about her. Miss Amanda Rogers. 40-year-old lady. She is holding who? A dog. Who has become her husband now. So Miss Amanda Rogers has become Mrs. Amanda Rogers dog. She has officially, publicly married this dog. So this is from her wedding album. This photo is from her wedding album and she is very proudly 200 people attended the wedding and it was all with rituals and vows taken I don't know what kind of vows were taken and There was a feast served out. So I was wondering, guests came from both sides? है ना दोनों तरफ से आते हैं ना Now this is these are True stories from the first world countries, जिसकी तरफ कितने काफी Indians देख रहे हैं कि काश हमारा भारत उनकी तरह होता हमारा भारत उनकी तरह क्यों नहीं है
ये चाहिए आपको? और यहां तो बहुत आसानी से हो जाए, कुत्ते तो इतने घूम रहे हैं, कुत्तों की तो कमी नहीं है भाई, उनकी सबकी चांदनी हो जाएगी। एंड देन दे लुक एट अस, यू इंडियंस, व्हाट इज दिस, यू स्मियर योर विलेज हट्स विद काउडंग। अरे हम तो खाली स्मियर किए, तुम तो कॉफी में डाल डाल के पी रहे हो। सो काउडंग इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी प्रिमिटिव, बारबारिक, एंड एलिफेंट पूप कॉफी, क्या क्या जायका है, $50 में। सो दे विल कंडेम, व्हाट इज दिस इन योर इंडिया, बाल विवाह, अरेंज्ड मैरिज, ये क्या विवाह है? What kind of viva will you call this one now? And I have not yet told you the most surprising and shocking thing. This dog is a female dog. To what extent one may go to become crazy? Is there anything left to become more crazy than this? That's for Prabhupada asked this question, who is crazy? And he asked that question in the 60s. Imagine if Prabhupada would have preaching in ISKCON in America this time. So the point over here is that all these programs which we are having, Prerana, Utkarsh, you know, for all of you, all the college preaching, the follow-up, the youth preaching, and people, they might question you. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with these Hare Krishnas? You can boldly, boastly say that I am going for these programs for these three things. Enlightened entertainment, which is bringing me to my emancipation. Whereas before this, I was into miserable, incriminating and meaningless lifestyle. When something which is so sublime, when something which is so pure, therefore, Prabhupada always, whenever he used to present the pure lifestyle of Krishna consciousness, get up early, chant Hare Krishna, God's name, live a pure lifestyle, follow the four principles. And Prabhupada used to, with a surprised look, he used to ask, what is the difficulty? And everyone used to look at Prabhupada. Just to give up materialistic lifestyle is their difficulty. Which means Prabhupada was asking, if I ask you, just trying to paraphrase Prabhupada, if I ask you, will you have any difficulty throwing that cup of coffee? बड़ा धीमा नो बोल रहे हैं आप लोग. सो इफ somebody इज ऑफरिंग यू दैट obnoxious एलिफेंट poop कॉफी एंड देन इफ यू आर considering, अभी फेंकूं कि बाद में फेंकूं, एंड यू नो why पीपल forget अबाउट throwing बट दे आर ड्रिंकिंग, sipping इट, relishing इट. यू नो why? Because there are millions who are holding that cup and they are showing it to one person. This is the most tastiest of all coffees in the world. And if you don't, if you throw away this cup, you are actually throwing away the greatest fortune. And therefore, people, when they look at all that, they get convinced, okay, yeah. For the women, there is one cream which makes them, you know, like a beauty queen. And this cream is made out of one bird called nightingale. Nightingale's bird stool. That cream is nothing but nightingale's bird stool with some chemicals put in that and put in a tube. And they're smearing it all over. आप चल रहे हो, कोई ना कौवे ने उसका महाप्रसाद छोड़ दिया आपके ऊपर, आप क्या उसको ऐसे लगाओगे? वाह. सो ऑल दिस रबिश नॉनसेंस इज गोइंग ऑन एंड देन दे डेयर टू आस्क, what are you doing in Hare Krishna's? What the hell are you doing? So therefore, we have to understand that we are not only so fortunate to be born in India, but we are so, so fortunate to be born in India and to get an opportunity to become real Indian. There is a difference between being born in India and still not be Indian. So if you really want to become a thorough, true Indian, Prabhupada has taught us and given us the formula that this Krishna consciousness culture is what defines an Indian as a true Indian. And therefore, this Utkarsh is nothing but an enlightened entertainment which is taking us out of this material world, giving us emancipation, not just emancipation, but making us reach the most coveted of all spiritual realms, which is Golok Vrindavan, where we don't have to come down again ever. And it's nothing but the greatest party which is going on forever in the spiritual world, that is with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Shri Radha Madan Gopal ki jai, jai Shila Prabhupad ki jai, Utkarsh Festival ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanandi.
His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhu ki jai, jai.